The Bishop of Rumbek in South Sudan, Bishop Cesare Mazzolari, has died. The 74-year-old Italian Comboni missionary, a tireless campaigner for justice and peace, suffered a seizure during the celebration of morning mass. Bishop Mazzolari joined the Comboni missionaries and was ordained a priest in 1962. His mission brought him to Cincinnati in the United States, where he worked among African American and Mexican miners. In 1981, he arrived in Sudan, and in 1990, he was sent to the Diocese of Rumbek, where that same year he helped free 150 child slaves. Throughout the nation's protracted war, he worked to aid the weakest and most affected by the violence. In 1994, he was captured and held hostage for 24 hours by guerrillas of the Sudan's People's Liberation Army, or SPLA, the separatist armed group fighting against the Khartoum government. On the 6th of January 1999, he was ordained a bishop by Pope John Paul II. Here he is remembered by his fellow Comboni missionary, Father Giulio Albanese, who was captured together with the late bishop by the SPLA in 1994.
Bishop Mazzolari has been a great prophet in Sudan. He had the courage to give a voice to the voiceless. In a situation of suffering, and there is no doubt that he managed also to give hope to his people. There is no doubt that in this very moment, the Church of Sudan is losing a shepherd, a man who had the courage to look after his flock always, even running the risk of losing his life. The fact that he died before his altar this morning is a sign that he has given his life experiencing the Paschal mystery. I remember once he told me that the Lord is able to write straight on crooked line. And I think this is the spiritual perspective, the vision that he has fostered in his life. The fact that his life, the life of his community, was always, in any case, a history of salvation.